Lots going on here and coming up, but we're staying on top of the news as well. Other news that's happening, it's not good news, but we're going to check out a former employee of the Wayne County Juvenile Detention Center charged with sexually assaulting two teen boys at the facility, the same facility where problems with overcrowding and alleged mistreatment of detainees have been ongoing for nearly 2 years. 2 years that we know about. It's probably been ongoing for many years. Our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, has had exclusive reporting on the story and has the latest chapter on the ongoing crisis at the facility. And man, oh man, Marie, this is an ongoing crisis.
Yeah, this seems to never end, Paul. So let's start with the latest charges. 33-year-old Svetlana Kurinova of Farmington Hills is charged with 2 counts of second-degree criminal sexual conduct. She was arraigned this morning. The alleged assault of the residents ages 16 and 17 happened April 8th at the Dickerson Detention Facility. That's a vacant adult jail in Hamtramck that the county moved into in the fall of 22 to improve safety. In a statement, a county spokeswoman said the employee was fired and called her a single bad actor. In January of this year, a 12-year-old boy reported he was repeatedly assaulted at the facility. 5 staffers, a supervisor, were terminated. This was after a report and investigation by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. In June of 2022, we began reporting on this overcrowding and understaffing problem at the county juvenile detention facility. A source at that facility told me the conditions were inhumane, they were dangerous, and that the pleas for help that the staff made to supervisors were just going unanswered. Last March, Wayne County Executive Mark Warren Evans declared a state of emergency at the facility and the establishment of something called an incident command center. Last June, indicating the goals were met, the county ended that state of emergency at Dickerson. And in a release, Warren Evans outlined all of the accomplishments they'd done, the reduction of detainee population, they hired more staff, they reinstituted an important classification system where detainees were separated by age and by the charges against them. But Paul, that did not help what happened here or allegedly happened here on April 8th. So now another investigation is ongoing.
You have this woman, this, I guess she would be, I don't know, do they call them guards in this facility?
Yeah, they are, yes.
All right, so this woman, this guard, 33 years old, charged with 2 counts of second-degree criminal sexual contact of a county prisoner, which carries a maximum 15-year sentence. She is charged with allegedly sexually assaulting a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old. And what you said was that she was immediately fired. But I hope that doesn't absolve her of the other law-breaking that she should be held accountable for and maybe that 15-year sentence in prison.
Well, she is, you know, she was arraigned this morning on these charges. So there's no question that, you know, she will be facing charges on that. Interestingly enough, the suspicious activity that this female staffer was involved in, that's how it's termed, was on a live video feed that they have from these housing units. And that's what instigated the investigation into this issue.
Wow. So she's got to be aware that there are cameras there if she's working there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's just crazy. And as you mentioned, reports compiled by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services cite 60 violations at the facility in the past year. We're 5 months into this year, mm-hmm. and there are 50 of which involved staff, as they put it, staff errors.
Yeah.
This is a problem.
It definitely is. And Kim Worthy, the Wayne County prosecutor, said that the allegations in this particular case with this woman are the most disturbing ones that I have seen. Hard to wrap my brain around the fact that this occurred in a juvenile detention facility.
I love Kim Worthy. She does a great job, and I can only imagine. how tough that is for her to have to deal with something like this. And as you just said, she said it's like the worst she's ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah, so the problems, it seems, the issues will continue. They are set now to, in the near future, I think it's this fall, to move into the permanent new detention facility. There are hopes that some of these other problems will, work themselves out. But if this is a problem with personnel, you can move to all the facilities you want. And until you address the problems with personnel, that's not going to help.
Well, Kimberly Harry, the interim director of communications for the office, and that might say a thing or two that she's interim, and who knows what problems they've had in that office, but I will at least quote her. She says, "The single bad actor is not representative of the values of Wayne County and the hardworking men and women of the juvenile detention facility." Now, certainly, I understand that. I understand how great the office of Wayne County Executive Warren C. Evans is. And unfortunately, they all get kind of dragged into this when mm-hmm. something like this happens. And now we judge all of them based on what they do about it, I guess.
Oh, well, you know that that's always the case. Wherever you see things like this happening, or whenever one person does anything bad and it's a high-profile case, sadly, that's what the general perception is of that organization. But they do have some work ahead of them here to clean this up.
Well, they sure do. I appreciate your work on this and that you stay on top of it, because I know you will.
Thank you, Paul.